With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Montana Governor Steve Bullock voiced concerns today about ensuring medical care providers have access to supplies in face of rising national demand caused by the novel coronavirus. Bullock says his office is getting an overall assessment of what supplies are available statewide. At the time of Bullock's call with reporters Monday afternoon, the state had about 750 COVID-19 test kits available and expected another 1,000 to arrive from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Wednesday.
And I do have concerns about ensuring that we will have enough in the near future. And it's not just the tests, right? It's the adjacent supplies. Everything from the swabs and the vials.
Bullock, as recently as Saturday, said Montana wasn't having troubles getting COVID-19 test kits from the federal government. State Health Department Medical Officer Gregory Holzman says his office keeps in contact with hospitals about the number of equipment like ventilators they have on hand. That can change as patients are taken on and off the equipment. The State Health Department says it'd rather see hospitals focus on patients than continually updating data. Missoula County Health Department officials on Sunday said they're having trouble hiring on nurses to monitor 2 confirmed COVID-19 cases and reach out to people they may have come in contact with. They also raised concerns that the state doesn't have a mass quarantine center. Governor Bullock.
We are looking at it and different potential facilities around the state.
Bozeman's County Health Department has floated securing hotel rooms or houses as potential quarantine or isolation sites. Governor Steve Bullock says disruptions to day-to-day life in Montana are adding up as parts of ongoing efforts to slow the spread of the new coronavirus. Bullock spoke with reporters this afternoon, less than 24 hours after ordering a 2-week closure to K-12 public schools.
There's no doubt that both family schedules will be uprooted. Sacrifices are going to have to be made. But I think the time to act is really now before the spread of infection gets worse.
The state prison system has suspended visitation, ski hills are closing, and exposed groups are going into self-quarantine. As of this broadcast, the state health department says Montana has 6 positive cases out of 204 tests given. In Butte, Silver Bow, health officials say bars, restaurants, casinos, and gyms in the city and county will close down for a week starting this afternoon, the day before Butte's popular St. Patrick's Day celebration. And Missoula County announced it would only allow takeout and delivery services at bars and restaurants for a week. Bullock said there is no immediate plans to order a statewide closure of bars and restaurants. The Montana High School Association has suspended all spring extracurricular activities until further notice, including contests, meets, and festivals. The association executive board will reevaluate the situation on April 13th. Several counties in Montana announced today they're taking aggressive steps to reduce large gatherings. Yellowstone Public Radio News Rachel Kramer reports the orders come just before St. Patrick's Day.
While many businesses are adjusting services or voluntarily postponing or canceling events, Monday appears to mark the first government top-down directive to limit crowd sizes. Butte Silver Bow County Health Officer Karen Sullivan said during a Facebook Live event that actions must be taken to avert and minimize the outbreak of COVID-19. Silver Bow County has a confirmed case.
All bars, breweries, distilleries, casinos, restaurants, and gyms, with the exception of drive-through, delivery, and pickup services within the city and county of Butte Silver Bow, Montana, shall be closed to the public effective at 4 p.m. today, Monday.
Missoula, Gallatin, Silver Bow, Lewis and Clark, and Yellowstone counties announced similar closure orders Monday. Sullivan in Silver Bow County said the types of businesses listed will be closed for 1 week, pending further notification. Sullivan said hotels will stay open, their bars and buffets will not. Justice and city court judges are asking people to call their offices to make appointments for court appearances. No jail visitation is allowed at this time. Residents are also being asked to pay water utility bills online or in the mail. There will be no penalties for late payments. Sullivan asked for non-essential meetings and large gatherings to be postponed.
The governor of the state of Montana, in consultation with public health authorities, has strongly recommended limiting of all gatherings, specifically gatherings of more than 50 people.
During a press call earlier Monday, Governor Steve Bullock said he had not ordered bars to close, but
we have to practice the social distancing to keep people safe.
The CDC strongly recommends limiting crowd sizes to 50, keeping a 6-foot personal bubble, and washing your hands frequently to the tune of Happy Birthday, Son, twice. In Bozeman, I'm Rachel Kramer.
Several tribes in Montana declared states of emergency over the weekend following positive state tests of coronavirus cases in the state. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Tribal leaders on the Crow, Northern Cheyenne, Rocky Boys, Fort Belknap, and Blackfeet reservations had all declared states of emergency as of Sunday evening. Some of the declarations emphasize that tribal governments are working with the Bureau of Indian Affairs and Indian Health Service to address local needs. The declarations urge various forms of social distancing and encourage non-essential tribal employees to work from home over the next 2 weeks. Work-related travel for tribal employees is suspended on most reservations. Tribes are advising members who've traveled out of state or into potentially contagious areas, like sports tournaments, to self-quarantine for 14 days and avoid leaving the reservation again. Some tribes issued guidance about school closures ahead of Governor Steve Bullock's announcement late Sunday that all public schools would close for 2 weeks. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Missoula County health officials continue their intensive investigation into the first two local COVID-19 cases announced over the weekend. The two patients are isolated in their homes. Now, health officials need to track down who the two have recently been in contact with. And as Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien reports, they could use some help.
Are you a nurse? Maybe a retired nurse who could use a little extra income, or a recent nursing school grad? If so, Missoula County public health officials would like to meet you.
We are trying to get more nurses, so we need registered nurses to apply to help work on this incident.
That's Missoula City County Health Department Incident Commander Cindy Farr. Farr says the department is staffing up to identify anyone who may have been in close contact with the two patients announced presumptively positive for COVID-19, as well as those who are almost certain to be diagnosed in the future. Farr says they've tried to hire more nurses to help, but without much luck so far.
We need as many as we can get to apply. We have had very minimal response at this point. Definitely contact our human resources at Missoula County because we do expect that this is going to generate quite a workload, and so we're trying to get extra staff in to help with that.
Farr suspects other local healthcare facilities have hired lots of nurses as they also prepare for more COVID-19 cases. Missoula City County Health Department Director Ellen Leahy says the agency has enough money in reserves so she doesn't have to worry about how to pay for the additional hires.
We're pretty frugal, so we don't spend wildly, but I did have to tell the staff a couple weeks ago, start spending that money, and they said, you don't usually say that, and I said, that's correct. Start spending that money.
Missoula officials predict the next few weeks will be challenging and disruptive, but that all essential services will continue. Missoulians, meanwhile, are asked to help one another whenever possible. Fight the impulse to hoard. Avoid large public gatherings and close contact, all while practicing good fundamental hygiene. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks announced today that an elk herd in the Bangtail Mountains have tested negative for brucellosis. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports state wildlife managers recently completed a 2-year project aimed at understanding the risk and spread of the disease in wildlife and livestock.
FWP says 100 samples taken from elk in the Bangtails in 2019 and 2020 have tested negative for exposure to brucellosis. The bacterial disease can spread between elk, bison, and cattle and cause female animals to abort their fetuses or give birth to weak calves. The disease is primarily transmitted through contact with infected birth tissues and fluids. FWP worked on the Bangtail herd study with the Montana Department of Livestock as part of Montana's Targeted Elk Brucellosis Surveillance Project. Elk were also sampled this year in the Ruby Mountains. The two agencies announced in February that 2 of the 100 elk sampled there had been exposed to brucellosis. The surveillance project includes capturing, sampling, and collaring elk populations near the Department of Livestock's designated surveillance area in southwest Montana. The project started in 2011 to monitor the presence of brucellosis in elk and herd migration patterns. This information can help both agencies make management decisions to decrease the risk of brucellosis spreading from wildlife to livestock. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
You're listening to Montana Public Radio News. You can always find more local news and information on our website, mtpr.org.